I'm going to ask you a question that I already know the answer to. Can you imagine that? And that is, you got a deer, you've stalked within, so let's say 25 yards of a beautiful mule deer buck, bedded down. Do you wait him out for him to stand up, or do you push it and make it happen?
All right, so let's add a variable. Is my wind steady, or is my wind kind of starting to shift?
Oh, that is an interesting variable, isn't it? Let's say the wind is unstable and inconsistent.
Okay, do I have any other deer around?
Is this a thousand questions now?
Well, I mean, there are a few. I've killed a handful of deer
Right,
while.
let me lay out the scenario.
Okay.
Perfect conditions, wind's perfect, big mule deer buck bedded, you've watched him for 4 hours through your spotting scope and he's all by himself.
Ooh, and I'm within 25 yards,
Yeah.
and I've got good wind.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna stand up on his own, and that's gonna be the last time he ever does that.
So that it's entirely dependent on the scenario. Like if he's nervous or if he's twitchy or if he's thinks he's got you, then what?
Well, if he thinks he's got me, I'm going to do nothing because that's going to overstimulate him. But if he doesn't have me, I'm within 25 yards, and I can feel the air pause, like that moment before it shifts where you're just like, oh, it just went dead, and you're waiting for it to feel it on the back of your neck. If I'm backed off, I might make a noise. I actually killed one in eastern Colorado by making a cow noise. I was kind of embarrassed, but the deer died just the same. Now, I have used a predator call before, but you need to be at full draw, and a coyote yip will get them to move. But you really do appeal to their sense of fight or flight when you use a coyote. It does often get them up, especially if it's super windy, and then it dies. You can kind of yip at them. But throwing a cow pie, I've seen them actually pick it up in the air, and notice that it was a trajectory instead of just that something made a noise over there. Throwing a rock far enough. I had a guy that was getting cold on me one day, and he's like, I could see, I was looking at his release, and I always pay attention to that finger to see if it's twitching or starting to tremble when it's chilly, like in November. But I was watching, and I could tell that we didn't have a lot more time. So I actually threw a rock really pretty close to the deer because we had good wind, but the deer was going to be there for several more hours. So I threw a rock probably 10 yards from the buck, and he didn't even move. So I was like, oh, okay. So I told the guy, I'm like, draw your bow, and I'm going to get this deer up. And so I actually threw the rock really close to the buck, hit a branch, and that deer stayed there bedded. And another buck stood up that I didn't even know was there. It stood up 36 yards away. They were comparable bucks. That buck stayed bedded. My hunter just rotated and said, how far is that one? I clicked. I said 36 yards, and he double lunged him and dumped the string. But 90% of the time, the way that I play the day, the way that I move in, when I move in, my encounter is set for that, for them to get up after, say, high sun, like around 1 to 2 o'clock. That's kind of how I play it. A deer that doesn't know I'm there, that's not stimulated, that's a deer that's probably going to get shot. So that's my norm, and you got to elevate and decide in the air sometimes.